Hi, this is Tony Fanica, Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Michael McCrutchy, Team Leader, Liability Underwriting at Shaw. Michael, thank you very much for chatting to me this morning.
Thank you very much for the opportunity and having me, Tony. Good morning.
Yes, thank you. We're talking about an interesting subject and something that people sort of tend to sometimes forget. People have in business have contracts, etc. Especially from an insurance side, everything is not always covered in terms of what the contract says. People don't always understand fully what the contract's terms and conditions would determine, etc. And obviously then liabilities come out of that. So you guys have done quite a bit of work, obviously, in that regard. So maybe first of all you can tell us why is it vital for businesses or individuals to go through the contents of their contracts?
Certainly, I would say that it is of the utmost importance for companies to enter into contracts and make sure that they sign contracts, make sure that they understand the contracts. You would understand that the contracts obviously form the basis of the agreement in terms of if it's a business, in terms of the work, the scope of work, in terms of that when are you expected to complete the work in terms of remuneration, etc. So it is very important to ensure that you get into a contract, you understand the context of the contract, to make sure that you agree to everything and nothing will come back once you've completed the work. Or even if in terms of a dispute, if there is a dispute, we can always go back to the contract to ensure that all the parties have adhered to the conditions of the contract. So, like I said, it's very important for businesses to enter into contracts. Mm.
At SHA, you've done your specialist risk report, and that report revealed litigation cases filed against businesses. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about the experience and the knowledge that came out of that report. Has those cases increased? What do you see in terms of the sophistication of the cases?
Let me just go back to the report. I mean, we did a report in 2018. The report is we interviewed just about 200 businesses and executives, and out of the 200, about 15% of them they had advised that they had experienced some sort of legal action brought against their business by their customers. And out of that 15%, over 50% of them said those legal cases were as a result of a contract dispute. So this goes to show, like I mentioned in the first question, that it's very important to get into contracts and to also understand the context of the contract.
And so in terms of these sort of cases, do you see them on your side where people do have liability insurance, that they've spent a bit more time on their contracts, that there was a bit more knowledge about their contracts?
I mean, it varies, though. You would still find certain clients which, if they are not signing the contract, some of them you'll find out that they're signing generic contracts. And contracts nowadays, they are very, very complex. Depending on the scope of work that needs to be done, and also depending on the client that you are dealing with. You might be dealing with a parasitical, you might be dealing with one of the big corporate companies, and those contracts, you need to ensure that you sign them, you understand them. And like your question said, to get back to your question, we have identified that there is a huge increase in terms of litigation cases as a result of contract disputes.
Yes. And so when we come now to SHA and liability insurance, you talk about broad form liability insurance in terms of the contract. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about what that covers.
Broad form liability covers clients in terms of as a result of injury or damage to third party property. I'll make it a small example: a plumber who goes out to plant properties to do some plumbing work, they get the tried to get into on the roof and they damaged the client's property. That's the sort of risks that will be covered under platform liability. But it goes as far as your plumber. You cover mines, we cover manufacturing companies. It cover against litigation, which could come from your clients to hold you responsible, either for saying you've damaged my property. Yes, that's brought from liability in essence.
So to end off from a broker perspective, if you, for instance, I mean, we can't expect every broker to understand every business, contracts of every business. How do they go about ensuring that their client is adequately covered then in terms of what is written in those contracts?
The first thing that they will need to do is client and brokers need to do ensure that they do proper risk management. This entails sitting down with the client, going through their businesses, going through the clients that they deal with, going through the types of contracts they deal with. If you're looking at like the example that I gave you of a plumber, one man office, if the type of contract they will get in are very different to someone who enters into a contract with a mine, because the contract obviously with a mine will be more complex. So I would say that proper risk management would, at the end of the day, give the broker and the client an idea of the type of exposure that they might experience as a business. And also it will also give them an idea of the limit that they can go for, and also the type of sections, additional covers to perform liabilities that they might be exposed to, because you might find out that the only exposure that perform liability is not the only exposure that the company might be facing, because you know insurance is a very broad industry. So they need to do proper risk management, ensure that the client is adequately covered in terms of the limit, in terms of the covers, the sections that are included, and also to ensure that they go through the terms and conditions of the insurance policy to ensure that they agree with those, because those are also very important. Just because you have insurance does not mean it will cover everything and anything that you are exposed to.
But it sounds like it does offer a great opportunity for brokers with contact with clients, as well as looking at various types of insurance that they can add for the client. Michael, thank you very much for that information. It was really insightful and gives brokers another area to explore.
Most definitely. Thank you very much for giving us the opportunity, Tony.